Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 275. Today, Alexander asks, I've been reading fan fiction for years, and after a friend of mine started his first story, he suggested I start posting my own stories online. There are shows, movies, etc. that I could be writing about to work on my story building, and there's also the option of writing original stories and posting them to the site. My question is, would you say this is a good way to practice my writing chops? Well, Alexander, I would be a bit of a hypocrite if I didn't say yes. My first ever original radio drama was Beavis and Butthead versus Darth Vader. And my first ever film was a Star Wars fan film. The first books I wrote were continuations of The Lord of the Rings and the Star Wars trilogy when I was really, really young. It can be a great way to hone your writing chops and basically to get comfortable in your own skin as you're writing. And you can get really, really good at it. And if you get really, really good at it and start filing the serial numbers off, well, some of the biggest books in the world right now are fan fiction that had the serial numbers filed off. For example, the 50 Shades of Grey series. The two things I would caution you about are, one, pay attention to how comfortable you are writing. Because when you're using training wheels like this, and it's a kind of training wheels, and there's nothing wrong with that, when you're using training wheels like this, it's very easy to overdevelop some of your skills and underdevelop others. You're writing in worlds that other people have built, or with characters that other people have built. You may get good at descriptions and characterization with characters you're already familiar with, but you're less likely to get good at world building and deep characterization and inventing original characters. Plots are something that you can also get hung up on if you're following a particular formula that's typical to the universe. I had this problem develop from writing Star Wars fan fiction, and it plagued me for a little while back in the late 90s. So keep an eye on what things are easy. I would advise you always to try to do what is difficult. By doing what is difficult, you're going to build your writing skills and chops faster. The other thing I would be careful of is posting your stories online. Not necessarily your fan fiction stories. Those seem to be fairly well tolerated. But posting your original stories online, you want to read the licensing terms, because you can lose your stories and more if the licensing terms are really, really poor. So be sure that you know what it is you're giving up in terms of your copyright and your publishing rights when you publish a story online on whatever site you're publishing it on. If it's on your own site, not so much of a worry, unless your ISP has some very egregious terms of service. But when you're in online story world communities, you could be licensing everything under Creative Commons Share Alike or other stuff like that. That could dilute your options when it comes to commercializing your work down the road, especially if you wind up spinning off from an existing story world into something that's really unique and not being willing to file off all of the serial numbers. But those are two minor caveats. If you're interested in writing, getting practice writing, however you're comfortable doing it, is the most important first thing. Everything after that is a secondary consideration. You want to keep your eyes on them, but don't be shy about writing what it is you're interested in writing. Just don't use the fan fiction as a way to avoid the things that intimidate you, like building your own story worlds. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.